Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Small Business under the President from Big Business. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today, Linda McMahon, former chief executive of the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, will face her Senate confirmation hearing as the Trump administration's pick to head the Small Business Administration. The president has pledged to weed out regulations for small businesses to encourage entrepreneurship with a view to creating more jobs. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on that.
Unlike most of President Trump's cabinet picks, McMahon has received support from Democrats. Karen Mills was a former SBA administrator under President Obama. Given the makeup of Trump's cabinet, she says the views of small businesses will be an important counterbalance.
As we get a lot of large business owners in the cabinet, we've got to remember the voice of small business. This is really how the American dream comes about.
One of Trump's first executive orders requires that for every new business regulation, two need to be removed, a goal that Martin Bailey from the Brookings Institution says the SBA can't do on its own.
It does not have authority over EPA regulations or the Affordable Care Act or any of those things.
At a press conference yesterday, Trump also talked about the needs of female business owners, a subject important to his daughter Ivanka.
We also need to make it easier for women entrepreneurs to get access to capital.
If confirmed, McMahon would inherit a $124 billion small business loan portfolio. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
President Trump says he'll be keeping his campaign promises to expel criminals from the United States following arrests of allegedly undocumented immigrants around the country this weekend. Critics are calling this an immigration crackdown. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
President Trump has been clear. He thinks there are too many undocumented immigrants in the U.S. and too many criminals among them.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
That's from the final presidential debate. Mexico's government is allocating $50 million to help immigrants fight deportation. That's problematic to John Eastman, a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute.
That some foreign government is going to spend that kind of money to insist that people who are here illegally have a right to stay here is a real challenge to sovereignty.
This past weekend, pro-immigration activists and prominent Mexican figures met in Phoenix. Some called for more detainees to fight in court in order to build a backlog of immigration cases and slow down deportations. Strategies aside, some say it's just about rights. Kevin Johnson is dean of the UC Davis Law School.
Basically, all that's being done here is ensuring that the Mexican citizens who are here know what their rights are.
He says Mexican funds could make some difference, but probably won't be a game changer. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Snapchat, the social media company with the messages that do the Vanishing Act, has launched the process of selling its stock to the public next month. Phase one here is opening up the curtain so potential investors can see how the company is run. There's been a lot of attention paid to the type of de classe shares that investors will get to buy that give shareholders, who are in fact part owners of the company, few rights to say anything about how the company is run, including how much executives might get paid. To help us go deeper, let's turn to Marketplace regular Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Morning to you, Eric.
Good morning, David.
All right. So if you do get to own one of these Snapchats eventually, you don't get to say much about how much the executives, for instance, at the company will get paid. You don't get a big say over a whole lot.
You don't get to say much of anything. You get to be a spectator. I mean, if the founder wants Snap to buy a vegan mayonnaise company because he thinks Snap users like vegan mayonnaise, you have no say in that. On the other hand, short-term investors can't insist that the company use its money to buy back their shares instead of innovating. So it's a two-edged sword.
Now, some of this is the structure of this IPO, these shares. But it's not just the share structure at play here.
No. I mean, there's also a provision in the Jobs Act, which was passed a few years ago and has nothing to do with these companies. The Jobs Act lets emerging growth companies not report things and take away the so-called say-on-pay that the Dodd-Frank Act gave us. What's kind of interesting is an emerging growth company is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. It's any company that doesn't have more than $1 billion, that's with a B, dollars in revenue. So really big companies are exempt from giving you say-on-pay and from a lot of the reporting requirements.
So no say-on-pay in this emerging Snapchat IPO. Same with Facebook, when Twitter went public, Zynga, the games company. Tech, then? That's what this affects?
You know, it affects all companies. So the tech companies are the famous ones that get all of the publicity. But it's any company with less than $1 billion. A really low-tech company that has the same control by the founder is the famous Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company.
The famed Warren Buffett, but also some media companies, right?
Yeah, you know, this has been a tradition with media companies that, you know, were traditionally founded by families that wanted to keep control. So the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal also are controlled by founders.
All right. Well, so not just a tech culture thing. Always good to talk to Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And a big mess at Toshiba of Japan. Quarterly profits and losses were due today at the appointed publication time, nothing. Then at long last, a report that is still being audited was released. There are accounting problems and big write-downs in its Westinghouse nuclear power business, connected in part to cost overruns at reactors it's building. Toshiba stock fell 8% in Tokyo. The Toshiba CEO has now quit. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.